It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. When plastic was first invented, it seemed like a modern miracle. Now we're drowning in the stuff, and it's destroying our environment. There's a 600,000 square mile patch in the Pacific Ocean that's a giant floating garbage dump full of plastic. But what if we could suddenly free ourselves from all this plastic? Beth Terry has. She's the founder of the blog My Plastic Free Life and author of Plastic Free, How I Kicked the Plastic Habit and How You Can Too. Beth Terry, welcome to the morning show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
If someone wants to reduce the amount of plastic they use, where should they start?
Well, first of all, that's not a one-size-fits-all solution because some people, what's easy for me but might not be as easy for somebody else. But in general, bringing a reusable bag when you go shopping is one way to start. Just skip plastic bags. And then bringing a reusable bottle with you or a reusable mug, that's another thing. Those are two pretty simple things. But then after that, it really depends on the individual and their lifestyle. And when I first started my project, I was collecting my plastic waste every week and looking at it and analyzing it. I know that might sound weird to some people, but it was actually very educational, and it helped me figure out in what areas I was using a lot of plastic and where I could cut back.
Well, let me just ask you this, because I think this will be a great place to jump in.
Okay.
Where do people tend to use the most plastic in their day-to-day lives?
Generally, food packaging. You know, when you go to the grocery store and look at the shelves nowadays, it's just row after row after row of plastic packaged and pretty much processed foods. And so figuring out ways to buy groceries without plastic, and also nowadays ways to avoid takeout and delivered foods without plastic is really important. And I'm actually seeing a lot more plastic now with the rise of delivered meals, which is increasing.
So when you were doing your survey, when you were collecting all your plastic and analyzing it, was that what you found? Was that you were seeing most of your plastic in food packaging? Where else did you see it?
Well, of course, I saw it in the bathroom. Every personal care product I used came in plastic. Every cleaning product that I used came in plastic. We think about packaging, we think about single-use disposable plastics as being the biggest offenders. But then we look at our clothing. Most clothing these days is made with synthetic fabrics, which is a type of plastic and which breaks down in the wash into microplastics. Pretty much everything that we have in our daily lives has some plastic in it. And so a lot of this is a matter of prioritizing and figuring out what are the easiest ways to cut back first, and what would have the biggest impact.
Beth Terry is the founder of the blog My Plastic Free Life and author of Plastic Free, How I Kicked the Plastic Habit and How You Can Too. We're talking about the problem of plastics and what we can do about it in our own lives. Well, some things, don't seem to be too challenging. I mean, we could all probably manage to bring a reusable water bottle or coffee mug wherever we went, our own containers for leftovers when we eat out.
Absolutely.
But you just pointed out that there's plastic in my clothing, and, you know, that's not something that most people would think of. There's probably a lot of other places where there's hidden plastic. So what can we do then to reduce our use of plastic in a meaningful way?
You know, when I first started this project, I lived on frozen microwavable meals in plastic containers and energy bars wrapped in plastic, and pretty much all my food was in plastic because I didn't want to have to learn how to cook or make foods from scratch. And I have learned that by avoiding processed foods and looking for foods from the produce aisle, not taking those disposable produce bags, looking for foods from bulk bins, bringing my own containers for those, shopping at farmers markets, I've found ways to get better food, healthier food, that's better for me and that doesn't come with a lot of plastic packaging.
You know, the idea of bulk and things like that isn't really a new one, and I'm old enough to remember selling produce in a grocery store where we packaged everything in paper sacks and wrote the price on it, and then you took it up to the checkout. Maybe we need to get back to that. But the idea of completely giving up plastic is pretty daunting. I mean, people yeah. might be saying, okay, how can I possibly make a difference here? And by the way, I'm already recycling stuff. What's so bad about reusable plastic?
Yeah, so recycling is not the solution that a lot of people feel like it is. First of all, most people don't realize that our plastic recycling, for the most part, gets shipped overseas. The most recycling in the United States actually happens in the developing world. It had been happening in China, and there's a lot of pollution that's created in other countries due to recycling practices that are less than environmentally friendly. And recycling is a market. So if there's if the market is down and there's no one to buy the plastic, it's, you know, putting it in the recycle bin might as well just be a roundabout way of sending it to the landfill. And plastics are mainly downcycled.
Yeah. Well, what about reusable plastic, like the plastic containers that I use to put the chili I make with the beans I bought at the farmer's market into the freezer for eating later on? I reuse these all the time. What's wrong with those?
Yeah. So I am all for reusing plastic items that you already have, but not when it comes to food, because plastics contain additives, and many of those additives are endocrine disruptors. They affect the hormones in our bodies, and they're more likely to leach out of plastics when they're subjected to extremes of temperature or rough treatment or light. So freezing, microwaving, putting them in the dishwasher, that's going to be more likely to release those chemicals. When I was going through this, I didn't go through my house and purge all the plastic, durable plastic products that I had. I just repurposed them for other things, non-food storage things.
I referenced the Great Pacific Garbage Patch in the intro to this segment, and it's more than 500,000 square miles. Some estimates are as much as 600,000 square miles. It's twice the size of Texas. Plastics threaten the lives of sea creatures and other animals, but it's still everywhere, and it's just a part of daily life for most people. Why are small individual changes so important in the face of what feels like an impossible problem?
Yeah. Well, first of all, small individual changes are not enough. Even though that's what I focus on, and through my website and through my book, I try to help people figure out how to make those changes. We do need change on a systemic level. We need our governments to step in and regulate plastics. We need companies to come up with alternatives. But for that to happen, for companies to come up with alternatives, they have to know there's a market for them. And so by switching what we purchase from plastic to non-plastic, we're supporting companies that are giving us alternatives. We're creating that market. That's just one of the reasons that personal changes are important. It's also important because when you start reducing the plastic in your life, then you see how much there is and you see the areas in which we need change. But before you start doing it, it's kind of invisible.
Yeah, you're talking about major systemic changes, and do you have how optimistic are you that we're capable of actually doing it? Because we haven't proven it so far.
No, we haven't. But I feel optimistic when I see campaigns out there to reduce plastic bags, to reduce styrofoam, to reduce plastic straws. I mean, this is, I think there we have to get to a tipping point, and I do see a lot of movement more recently than in the last 10 years since I've been doing this. So I am optimistic, but also we have to keep going.
So if someone wants to learn more about this, what resources would you recommend?
Well, there's a newish campaign called Break Free from Plastic, and I would definitely recommend people look into that. The Story of Stuff project is also working on plastic issues, for example, microplastics, and the Plastic Pollution Coalition. And if you're looking for ways to reduce plastic in your own life, check out my website, myplasticfreelife.com, and there's a list of my top 100 ways to reduce plastic.
Beth Terry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Beth Terry is the founder of the blog My Plastic Free Life and author of Plastic Free, How I Kicked the Plastic Habit and How You Can Too. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.